What is postprandial blood sugar, and why does it matter? Understanding postprandial blood sugar isn't just important for those with diabetes or prediabetes. Being mindful of this number can help keep you healthy. Authored by Michael Roussel, Ph.D., Tu Huynh, Ph.D., Rich Joseph, M.D. The most common tool for assessing your metabolic health, that is, how well your body processes and uses glucose, is the fasting blood sugar test, your blood sugar uninfluenced by a recent meal. However, measuring what your blood sugar looks like after eating a meal may give you a better glimpse into your metabolic health. That's called postprandial glucose, and a sharp response is sometimes called a blood sugar or glucose spike. Unlike fasting glucose, postprandial blood sugar measurement offers a detailed picture of how your body responds dynamically to food, which can provide an expanded perspective on the state of our underlying metabolic health. What is postprandial blood sugar? Postprandial blood sugar is a measurement of the glucose concentration in your bloodstream in the period up to 4 hours after eating a meal. When you eat, your body breaks down carbohydrates from foods into simple sugars, glucose, and fructose, which are absorbed into the bloodstream. Glucose is the major fuel source for the body, along with fat. Every cell in your body relies on this energy source to function. In addition to ingesting glucose from food, your body can also make glucose in a process called gluconeogenesis. Your body aims to maintain a consistent level of glucose in your blood, storing or burning excess and making more or accessing stored supplies if needed. High levels of glucose in your blood is known as hyperglycemia and can be problematic. Insulin is the hormone that helps our cells take in glucose from our bloodstream, bringing our blood sugar back down after a meal. While a sharp rise in glucose is an expected response to a high-carb meal, frequent spikes or glucose that stays high for a prolonged period may be signs that your body has become less efficient at removing glucose from the blood. This is called insulin resistance, and it's the root of metabolic dysfunction. Short of measuring insulin itself, usually via a specialized lab test, postprandial blood sugar is the next best window into this glucose and insulin relationship in your body. Postprandial blood sugar levels too far outside an optimal range can indicate prediabetes or diabetes. Knowing your body's postprandial blood sugar response is insightful for anyone, but it's particularly important for those who are pregnant, at risk of diabetes, or actively managing type 1 or type 2 diabetes. What does postprandial mean? When we talk about glucose or other substances in relation to food, we can break up our body's state into three metabolic periods. 1. Postprandial. The first 4 hours after eating or drinking. Complex carbohydrates and simple sugars are absorbed into the bloodstream and lead to an increase in blood glucose. Blood glucose begins rising within a few minutes of eating, but the duration of absorption is around 4 hours. 2. Postabsorptive. This period occurs for about 4 to 6 hours following the postprandial period. The liver breaks down glycogen, the stored form of glucose, to keep blood sugar levels relatively stable. 3. Fasted. After the postabsorptive period, about 10 to 12 hours after eating, your body is in a fasted state until your next meal. During this phase, the body produces glucose through non-carbohydrate sources, such as lactate, through a process known as gluconeogenesis. The body also transitions to breaking down fat for energy through the production of ketones. During the postprandial window, glucose concentrations rise, and your body releases insulin to help regulate glucose in the body and store it in a way that can be easily accessed during the postabsorptive and fasting states. If we frequently eat high-carbohydrate meals and snacks, our body can stay in a state of elevated postprandial glucose, requiring the body to regularly release insulin, which can lead to insulin resistance. Why postprandial blood sugar matters for metabolic health. Poor blood sugar control can set off a domino effect in the onset of metabolic syndrome. Prolonged elevated blood sugar can lead to insulin resistance and the exhaustion of insulin-producing beta cells, a cardinal feature of type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is commonly characterized by a value known as the hemoglobin A1c, or HbA1c. This value measures the percentage of hemoglobin molecules bound to sugar. The more sugar in the blood, the higher the HbA1c will be. A study conducted in France found the loss of postprandial blood sugar control was the first step that showed metabolic dysfunction even before elevations in fasting blood sugar. In the study, 130 patients with type 2 diabetes were placed in five groups according to their HbA1c levels, ranging from under 6.5% to over 9%. Participants used continuous glucose monitors to measure their blood sugar levels over 3 days, as most ate a prescribed diet of 45 to 50% carbohydrates, 35% fats, and 15 to 20% protein. Participants were prescribed this diet 3 months ahead of the measuring period and asked to maintain it while wearing the CGMs. The study found elevated postprandial glucose numbers as HbA1c climbed above 6.5%, even as fasting glucose remained normal or near normal. In groups with higher HbA1c levels, blood glucose levels remained high postprandially and during fasting windows, including overnight. This data highlights that poor control of postprandial glucose appears to be correlated with worsening metabolic function. This is important for people at risk of diabetes and also for patients hoping to reverse type 2 diabetes through diet and lifestyle changes. Monitoring postprandial glucose levels can provide valuable insight on whether insulin sensitivity is improving or if insulin resistance is progressing. Why postprandial blood sugar matters if you don't have diabetes. Avoiding progression to pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes aren't the only reasons to pay attention to postprandial blood glucose. Elevated postprandial blood sugar can also be a predictor of cardiovascular disease mortality and atherosclerosis in people without diabetes, and it's a better indicator than fasting blood sugar. In fact, in individuals at greater risk for cardiovascular events, postprandial blood sugar levels are often high, even when fasting blood sugar levels are unremarkable. There are a few reasons for this connection to cardiovascular risk. Frequent episodes of postprandial hyperglycemia leads to the production of free oxygen radicals, also known as oxidants or oxidative stress, which are highly reactive molecules that can damage cells, and in particular, the mitochondria. The mitochondria, the part of the cell that produces energy, cannot keep up with a high metabolic load and generates these free oxygen radicals, which build up over time, eventually overwhelming the body's antioxidant capabilities and causing metabolic dysfunction. In addition, glucose participates in a biological reaction known as glycation, which is when sugar molecules attach to proteins, like hemoglobin. The more sugar that is floating around, the more glycation that occurs. Although glycation is a normal biological reaction, excessive glycation can lead to the damage of blood vessel walls and can also generate free oxygen radicals. These oxidants have negative consequences for the vascular system, which manifest in inflammation, restricted vessels, and blood clotting, all major risk factors for experiencing a cardiovascular event. How postprandial blood sugar affects your diet. A one-off blood sugar spike is not cause for alarm. It's a normal reaction to a carbohydrate-rich meal, but it may lead to a blood sugar crash 2 to 3 hours after eating, which has its own consequences. In some people, dramatic dips in blood glucose lead to increased hunger and food intake. This was illustrated in a recent study that provided more than 1,000 participants with standardized meals and followed their blood glucose levels using a continuous glucose monitor for 13 days. These people also reported their hunger levels 2 to 3 hours after each meal. The people who experienced the largest blood sugar dips reported that they were more hungry 2 to 3 hours after a standardized meal and chose to eat their subsequent meal sooner, 24 minutes earlier on average, compared to people with more modest blood sugar dips. That same group ended up eating an average of 312 more calories as well. This study suggests that blood glucose levels can influence the brain's perception of satiety and influence eating patterns. When might you get a postprandial blood sugar test? Postprandial blood sugar testing is traditionally recommended for those who are already known to have impaired glucose control. Some scenarios include elevated fasting blood sugars and/or HbA1c tests may lead your physician to recommend a postprandial blood sugar test to better understand your level of glucose tolerance or to confirm a diabetes diagnosis. A person actively managing type 1 diabetes may undergo a postprandial glucose test to assess whether they're taking the right amount of insulin after meals and to help prevent potential diabetes complications. Pregnant women undergo postprandial glucose testing during weeks 24 to 28 of pregnancy to to screen for gestational diabetes. Today, it's also common for healthy individuals to use postprandial blood sugar tests for nutritional and wellness insights. Postprandial blood sugar can help you understand how your body responds to a specific food or foods. A 2020 study found that there is large variability among people in postprandial glucose response even when they ate the same meal. However, people tended to have the same response to a meal every time they ate it, highlighting the importance of dietary recommendations that cater to a single person versus a one-size-fits-all approach. Another useful application of postprandial glucose measurements is for monitoring the impact of lifestyle changes on glucose metabolism. For example, weight loss and exercise can both positively impact postprandial blood sugar levels over time. CGM, or time point-based blood sugar monitoring, usually done with a finger prick and glucometer, can help quantify these changes in your metabolic health.